And now, a new occasional segment on Morning Edition. We call it Your Voice, because we'll be sharing your comments about our reports, comments you make on our website, on Facebook, and on Twitter. In our first foray today, WBUR's Andrew Phelps joins us with a sample of what you're saying on WBUR.org about this week's big stories, among them the heroic save on the Orange Line. Good morning, Andrew.
Hi, Bob.
A lot of chatter on the website about this extraordinary story of a woman who fell on the tracks at North Station with a train, narrowly missing running her over.
Bob, it's unreal, and it's all caught on security camera video. That video is up now at WBUR.org. Commenter Sylvia suggests the MBTA should put fences with doors along the tracks to avoid this in the future. And here's commenter Jesse Curtahy Scalia.
The MBTA did two good things this year. One, not kill this woman, and two, finally get transit schedules on Google Maps.
Poor MBTA, no respect. But I should say the Commonwealth's new transportation secretary this week hailed the T operator, Cherise Lewis, as a hero for pulling the e-brake just in time. And I mean just in time. Seriously, watch that video.
Lots of comments on the WBUR Facebook page about another MBTA story.
Yes, Sasha Pfeiffer reported last week, researchers at BU recommended banning alcohol advertising on the T.
Since so many Boston College kids ride the T, and since they say there's a direct link between the ads and underage teen drinking.
For Chris Allegrata on Facebook, it's more of a concern about his little kid. Forget college kids, he writes. I'm tired of my six-year-old asking what the ads are about. Get rid of them already. Well, that caused quite a row on the WBUR Facebook page. Chris, it's called parenting, says Amy Farina. Look into it. And commenter Andy Abes asks, hi, can the state come and tuck me in at night too? Milk and cookies appreciated. Well, we decided to let Chris Allegrata defend himself.
That's right. I'm a horrible parent for not wanting to have to constantly talk to my kids about beer ads. Should I also have to talk to them about adult video store ads, cigarette ads, and assault rifle ads? Those things are all legal but age-restricted, and I don't want to see any of them on the tee.
Finally, Andrew, the death of Brother Blue, beloved Cambridge Street performer, the storyteller of Harvard Square, who just passed away at age 88.
Touching remembrances have poured in, Bob. Here's listener Michael Franco of Somerville, himself a poet, who Brother Blue dubbed the King of Poetry after a performance.
I was walking down the street with my then new wife, and who had just arrived here from Portugal. He immediately proclaimed me as we walked up, ah, the King of Poetry cometh, and I was sort of laughing, and I said, but I want to introduce you to my wife. And he just immediately swooped down onto his knee and said, my queen, and grabbed her hand and kissed it, and started this whole beautiful story about her lineage back to the great queens of Portugal, had now come here to be with us, and then the whole thing ended with butterflies flow. I can see the butterflies flowing out of you. And he was actually very, almost unnerved by this whole thing that he was seeing, the butterflies coming out of the top of her head.
That's Michael Franco of Somerville. We discovered him on our website, WBUR.org, where we want you, dear listeners, to join the conversation.
You can comment on any of the news stories there, and we may read yours on the air.
And follow us on Twitter at WBUR and on Facebook. Just search for WBUR.
Thanks, Andrew. That's Andrew Phelps, senior producer of WBUR.org.
Thank you, Bob.